Amen, amen. We are true. The Lord has allowed us to come in this place one more time. We're grateful for the participation of our young people this morning. Amen. We want to thank them for the call to worship as well as the greeting of the guests. Giving all praises to God, recognizing our own Dr. Janice Bryant. We also like to recognize Kermit the Frog this morning. Kermit is here this morning to offer support for us today, because what we want to do is somewhat unique, different. It's a children's sermon, but not a Marvin C. Griffin children's sermon. It's literally a 2025 version of a children's sermon. And it's scripturally based. It's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we would like to begin reading at verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. By the inspiration of God and by the pen of Paul, these words are recorded. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We read into your hearing 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. We ask that there be a blessing to God's word. We would like to use as a subject this morning, Timmy and the Big Book. Timmy and the Big Book. In a land far away, in a time long ago, lived a little boy by the name of Timotheus. His biblical name is Timothy, but everybody that knew him called him Timmy. Now, Timmy was a special, unique little boy. For you see, Timmy's father was Greek, and Timmy's mother was Jewish, making Timmy bicultural. Timmy was not fully Hebrew, and so he wouldn't be allowed to participate in any of the Hebrew events. Because he wasn't fully Greek, he wouldn't be able to participate fully in the Greek. But Timmy was blessed. He was blessed with a mother and a grandmother that taught him Scripture. Chapter 1, Boy Meets Book. While all the other kids were playing, Timmy's mother and grandmother would tell Timmy stories from the Big Book. Stories like Noah and the Floating Zoo, David and the Big Bully, Daniel, who slept in the lion's den, Hebrew boys who had a fireman for a friend, and the time God used a fish in order to catch a man. Timmy used to love these stories and imagine himself in this story. He was David. He was Daniel. For a whole day, he was Moses shouting at his mama, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." He loved these stories. He loved imagining himself being in this story. But because he was bicultural, he never felt that he could be a part of this story. But his parents, his mother and grandmother taught him scripture from a very young age. And Timmy was hooked on the book. Chapter 2, Boy Learns Book. In a land far away, in a time long ago, in a city called Lystra, there lived a disciple by the name of Timothy. But everybody that knew him called him Timmy. He loved the stories of old, but there was new stories coming out. New stories about John the prophet who was baptizing in the River Jordan, preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. New stories were coming out about a man named Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth. He went around doing good. He gave sight to the blind. He made the lame to walk. He even raised the dead, and 5,000 souls he fed. He preached the kingdom of God. He preached, "Believe in God, believe also in me." And Timmy, his mother, and his grandmother believed. They heard the story that he was crucified one Friday, hung high between two thieves. He died. But early one Sunday morning, he rose from the dead with all power in his hand. Timmy believed. His mother believed. His grandmother believed. Three generations believed the story. Then one sunny day, or maybe it was cloudy, but the apostle Paul came to town. The apostle Paul came preaching the gospel. He came sharing with Timothy and all those in Lystra how Jesus was the fulfillment of the Old Testament stories. Timmy was so excited that Timmy wanted to learn everything he could from Paul. Paul told him that the prophet Isaiah spoke of him when he said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Paul told him that it was God in the beginning who created both heaven and earth. It was God who said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It was in the Old Testament. He learned from Job that all suffering is not the result of sin. All sin has as its consequences suffering, but not all suffering comes from sin. Timmy was hooked on the book. He traveled with Paul around the then known world. He traveled to Jerusalem, to Galatia, to Troas, to Athens, to Perea. This boy from Lystra was in Rome and Ephesus sharing stories from the big book. He was a co-laborer with Paul, and Timmy was hooked on the book. chapter 3. Boy loves book. In a time long ago, in a land far away, in a city called Ephesus, there's a young man there that everybody knows him as Timothy. He's sitting there on side of his bed, and he's holding in his hand the second letter from his mentor, Paul, his friend, his father in the ministry, the one that took him as a young man to travel around the world spreading the gospel. Timothy is holding his second letter in his hand. And this letter feels like scripture. He's reading it knowing that he may not get a chance to see his good friend again. He's reading it knowing that his friend is in prison in Rome and most likely won't get out of it. He's reading it knowing that he won't have the wisdom of Paul anymore. He won't have the conversations with Paul. In fact, this is Paul's last epistle. Paul writes to him, and Timothy is holding this letter, and he reads it, and Paul says, in the last days, it's going to be perilous times. People are going to become lovers of themselves. People are going to love money more than they love people. People will lie on you before they tell the truth. It's going to come terrible times. But in verse 14, he said, but you. I don't want you to be like them. I don't want you to be like those folk that have no hope. He said, but you, I want you to continue into what you have learned and have been convinced of, because you know those things from whom you've learned it. But you stick with the book. You stay with the word of God. These stories that you've learned from an infancy. These stories that you learned from a young man. These stories that you learned as you grew up. He said, these stories can keep you. You have known these stories from the Holy Scriptures that make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Why is Scripture so powerful? Because Scripture is God inspired. God uses the word of God to communicate to the people of God. All scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Timmy was in love with the big book. The big book contains the state of man, the way of salvation, and the doom of sinners. The big book, its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. The big book contains light to direct you, food to comfort you, and comfort to cheer you. You should read the big book to be wise, to believe it, to be safe, and practice it to be holy. Paul wanted young Timothy to know that through the book, the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Timmy was hooked on the book. As he sat there reading this final letter from Paul, he began thinking about a new generation who need to hear from the big book. So he began writing Bible study lessons. He began writing sermons, strengthening the church at Ephesus, so that when the disciple John was looking for a place to retire, so that he could begin his writing ministry, he settled at Ephesus under the pastorage of Timothy and wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Timmy and the big book. The book is important. The book can keep you. The book can instruct you. The book can give you wisdom before you, beyond your years. Book can give you insight. The book can keep you, hold you, and even in a time of bereavement, the big book reminds us that we don't mourn as others mourn, because we have hope. Because the big book tells us that death is not the end. The big book tells us that there is a place built by God that's prepared for you and I. If we live this life best as we can according to the big book, God will receive us into his kingdom. Timmy and the big book. May God bless you and may God keep you this morning.